Deseret News. I'm John Scott. President Biden says that Israel is ready to temporarily pause its war in Gaza if a hostage deal is reached.
Negotiators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are working on a framework deal. Hamas would free some of the dozens of hostages it holds in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners and a six-week halt in fighting. That timeline could include a ceasefire during the Muslim observance of Ramadan, which starts around March 10th. Hamas officials have indicated that optimism on a deal was premature. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said a ground offensive in Rafah, where more than half the Gaza Strip's population has fled, is inevitable. And this week, the military submitted operational and civilian evacuation plans for cabinet approval. I'm Jennifer King.
Michigan voters are poised to cast ballots in their respective presidential primaries today. Both major parties have said that they must win in Michigan to secure the White House this year. Also at SRNNews.com, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance has no plans to send troops into Ukraine.
The NATO Secretary General said,
"There are no plans for NATO combat troops on the ground in Ukraine."
His comments come as Slovakia's prime minister recently said that some countries are thinking of making bilateral deals to send troops to Ukraine. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has said sending troops to Ukraine should not be ruled out in the future. NATO, as an alliance, provides Ukraine only non-lethal aid and support. However, some members send weapons and ammunition bilaterally or in groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, Chevron is weighing on the Dow amid worries that its pending takeover of Hess may be facing a threat. The blue chips are down 174 points, and the NASDAQ is now 1 point in the red. This is SRN News. How do you spot a Christian nationalist? Politico reporter Heidi Presbola tells MSNBC she's figured it out.
The thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Christian leaders of many stripes are reacting with shock. Here's Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
This is not something that was invented in some, you know, conservative think tank just a matter of 2024. This is not an idea that came half-baked out of some political campaign. This is one of the deepest traditions of Christian reasoning and Christian doctrine.
The Declaration of Independence states that all people are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Mueller wonders if the reporter is aware of this fact. This is SRN News. Sony is the latest tech giant to announce layoffs.
The company will cut about 900 jobs in its PlayStation division, or about 8% of its global workforce. Sony cites changes in the industry as a reason for the downsizing. The layoffs come about a month after Microsoft said it would cut nearly 2,000 workers after its acquisition of Activision Blizzard and Riot Games, developer of the League of Legends multiplayer battle game, said it was laying off 11% of its staff. Rich Thomason reporting.
Macy's will close 150 unproductive namesake stores over the next 3 years and 50 by the end of 2024, the department store said, after posting a fourth quarter loss and declining sales. As part of the strategy, Macy's aims to upgrade its remaining 350 stores and will open 15 of its higher-end Bloomingdale's stores. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.